Ties between Moscow and Beijing have strengthened since President Xi Jinping took office. When Russian President Vladimir Putin and Mr. Xi meet this week in Shanghai, there is expectation a 30-year deal for natural gas could be signed and the two could advance cooperation in other areas. As Russia faces scrutiny over Ukraine, its economic ties with Europe are strained and its economy slows, Moscow is looking to China, says political scientist Zhang Lihua.
Russia needs Chinese investment more than ever, especially in its far eastern region. It also needs China's economic and trade support. Economic ties could expand rapidly in the coming years, not only for natural gas, but also in infrastructure and transportation, manufacturing, and other fields.
China and Russia share similar views on many international issues. But the situation in Ukraine has tested Beijing's long-standing opposition to foreign intervention. Zhang Lihua says that while the two leaders will discuss Ukraine, it is unlikely to be a major issue.
The most important message Russia and China want to send to the world is that their ties are extremely close now, and that trend will continue. But as it does, they will not seek to form a military alliance that targets any third country.
In addition to Russia, leaders from Iran, Pakistan, and more than 10 other countries will attend the two-day meetings in Shanghai. Leaders from Japan and the United States will not attend, but will send observers. China's Vice Foreign Minister Chen Guoping says this is not meant to exclude any country.
We hope that when the United States and Japan participate in the summit, they will play the role of responsible countries.
Pakistan's President Mamnoon Hussein tells Chinese broadcaster CCTV that terrorism will be a key topic at the meetings.
Recently, we have seen untraditional challenges coming up in Asia as well as in all of the world. Asia is basically facing the challenges of this terrorism and extremism. I think SICA is going to concentrate to provide assistance of member countries to eradicate these three evils, terrorism, extremism, and separatism.
Concerns about terrorism have been rising in China following several violent attacks, two of which have been blamed on religious extremists. Chinese authorities have stepped up security in preparation for the summit, and a nationwide crackdown on terrorism is underway. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.